But if he's a false prophet, he's not a preacher. All the preachers preach the same thing. Look in the Bible and see. You don't have to take my word for it. You go go back to the book of Acts and go all the way to Revelations and see where all them apostles taught the same thing. Walk by the same rules. Walk by the same rules. All of them. We got to do the same thing. It ain't over. We can't change God's word. We can't, just because we don't like it, we can't change it. It's forever settled in heaven. Let God be true and every man a lie. God's word is true and every man's a lie to try to change it. And on top of that, you got to be careful, because if you add to this word, he going to add the plagues that's written in this book to you. And if you take from it, he going to take your part out of the Lamb's book of life. And one more thing before I close, because I want y'all to know this, because a lot of people don't really understand about blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. Jesus, the Pharisees told Jesus he had a devil and he was doing working miracles by the devil. And Jesus said that you could say anything you want against the Son of Man, but he that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost shall never be forgiven. In this world, nor in the world.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple Church of the Lord Jesus Christ with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Brother Gaspy again. Lord, I come this morning thanking you for the opportunity to do this program, and I ask you to be a guide to me, teach me, and give me the right words to say, and give me ears that will hear and hearts that will understand the words that I say. This I ask in the name of your firstborn Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And last week, we were talking about being born again, and I'm going to get off of this for a while after today. But it's very important that we understand this, and this is one of the main things that Satan deceives the church about, is being born again. See, if you already think you have what's promised, you have the promises of God, there's no point in you trying to prepare for them. But just like you prepare for your college degree to make a living, to live, you have to prepare for this spirit born, being born in the spirit. You go to college and spend thousands of dollars for a college education. Spend a lot of hours. Lose a lot of rest, cramming for exams. And this life is only last 60, 70, maybe 80 years or more. Very, very rare that people live to be 100 years old in this era. That's no time at all compared to eternity this is preparing us for eternal life. You know how long eternity is? There's no end. Anyway, let's get into the lesson now. In 1 Corinthians 2:11, he continues, even so, no man knows the things of God but by the Spirit of God. Without the Holy Spirit, people's understanding of spiritual truth remains very limited. Capable men have written whole commentaries about the Bible, yet still lack the real comprehension of spiritual truth obvious to the converted people who possess the Holy Spirit. The next verse, Paul goes on to say, now we Christians have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Verse 12, the precious spiritual knowledge of our Creator cannot come to us unless he reveals it by his Holy Spirit. Continuing in the same context, these spiritual things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Spirit. Teaches comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Material knowledge emerges from the possession of the Spirit in man, but spiritual knowledge that ultimately results in salvation and everlasting life can only come during this age of man if God the Father chooses to call us. That's John 6:44-45. Why are there so many atheists, agnostics, and unbelieving secularists ignorant of God and his purpose and plan for human existence? Paul states in 1 Corinthians 2 that the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. That's verse 14, 1 Corinthians 2. We express this basic principle in another way elsewhere in Romans 8:6-7. For we are carnally or fleshly or naturally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God and is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. The expected result, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. All truly converted Christians have the Holy Spirit, but how do we receive it? Normally, things must happen, several things must happen before we can receive the Holy Spirit. First, God the Father must select us for our salvation as one of his first fruits, James 1:18. God's converted people over the entire span of human history until Christ's return, as part of us calling us. God reveals saving spiritual knowledge and leads us to repentance, even to having faith. Romans 2:4-11, Hebrews 11:6. After that, we must be baptized, and then we will receive the Holy Spirit through the laying on of hands of Christ's ministry. As Acts 2:37-39, Acts 3:19, Acts 8:12-17. How does the Spirit and man fit into this overall scenario? Paul tells us in Romans 8:16, the Holy Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, the Spirit and man, that we are the children of God. Apparently, at the moment we first converted, the Holy Spirit merges with the Spirit and man within us. By physical analogy, this occurrence is not unlike what happens in human conception. A male sperm emerges with the female egg to form a new human being. As science book put it, human life begins in the cooperation of the most intimate sort. The two cells wholly merge. They combine their genetic material. Two different beings becoming one. The act of making a human being involves cooperation so perfect that the partner's separate identities vanish. For many decades, neuroscientists have diligently studied the complex wiring of the human brain. Well, let's get into this. That just like the human birth, the new birth thing in Christ, Christ's birth is the same. The Holy Spirit comes in contact with our spirit. It's like the seed of a woman and the sperm of a man forming an embryo. Now that embryo has to grow. It has to feed on human food. This Holy Spirit, the Spirit coming in contact with our spirit, the Spirit has to grow. The baby is not born right after the act of sex between a man and a woman. Neither are we born when God's Spirit comes in contact with ours. Like I said before, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit has come, we will receive power. Now, why is it that the churches, not just local churches, all over the world, that's why I said Satan has deceived the whole world. Churches all over the world say that when the Holy Spirit comes, you're born again. According to Jesus, this is not so. That the Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes, you will receive power. Power for what? Power to overcome all situations, all things that happen in life that would deter you from receiving God's word, the spiritual food. This is what the Spirit feeds on. The Spirit don't eat pork chops and ham hocks and greens and stuff like that. The Spirit has to have spiritual food, which is the Word of God. The Word of God, or whatever else you allow to come into your mind. See, because the only thing, you're programmed by what you hear, what you see, and what you, whatever. And this era, it is evident in this era that we are coming into the end times, because like Daniel 12:2 says that we are in this end time, there'll become an explosion of knowledge. We can see that. Every time you look around, there's something new coming out. There's always something to distract your attention from the Word of God, nothing pertaining to the Word of God. And there are things pertaining to the Word of God, but we ignore them because they're boring. They're foolishness to most of us. There's a scripture here I want to read from John chapter 5, starting at verse 25. And I say that the resurrection is when we'll be born again, and this should prove it to some. Reading the Bible, if you just read it and ask God to give you understanding, He will give you understanding. Keep on reading this Bible and keep on being fooled by the Word. John chapter 5, verse 25, starting at verse 25 down through verse 29. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. As the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. I mean, that's everybody, the sinner, the saint. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. See, we humans were created in the image and likeness of God. And we were to take over this world from Satan. Satan, the god of this world. Adam was to take over this world, but he failed because he gave in to the devil. Jesus was the second Adam. You find that in 1 Corinthians 15:45. He came, he had to face that same devil that overcame Adam, and he overcame the devil. How did he overcome him? By the word, by the written word. Every time Satan faced him with something, Jesus retaliated with, "It is written." So we, if we are to defeat Satan, he wants, we have to do the same thing. This is why